It's time for the Rose Garden Checkup with Dr. Barry McCasland. Dr. McCasland is a board-certified physician who loves growing roses and helping gardeners maintain a healthy lifestyle. With each segment, you'll learn about a topic relevant to gardeners, exclusively on the Rose Chat podcast.
Hey y'all, it's Chris Van Cleve. I'm the creator of the Rose Chat podcast. For me, growing roses has become a passion. My membership in the American Rose Society has helped me to create the rose garden of my dreams, right in my own backyard. I also enjoy the camaraderie and support of a network of rose growers who are eager to share, learn, and grow together. To learn more about membership in the American Rose Society, visit their website, rose.org. Today, Dr. McCasland shares with us the primary reason he grows roses. It's all about the anatomy of smell on this broadcast of the Rose Garden Checkup.
Who exactly was it that first advised us to stop and smell the roses? It was probably not Ringo Starr, though he released a 1981 album by that name. I do not know who it was, but the powerful fragrance of roses is the principal reason I grow them. I began growing roses to honor the memory of my grandmother, who grew 2 Queen of Denmark bushes at her Connecticut home. I remember racing out to the backyard to smell them. In my mind, I can still smell that old rose fragrance as if it were yesterday. But that was 35 years ago. Which brings me to the topic of this month's column. Why does fragrance make such an impact on our memories, and what terrible things could happen to us that could rob us of our sense of smell? Specialized cells live in the lining of our nasal passages, high at the top, and pass through a bony structure with numerous holes in it called the cribriform plate. These cells, collectively known as the olfactory nerve or first cranial nerve, connect to brain cells at the skull base called the olfactory tract. The cells of the olfactory nerve detect literally millions of different odors, both pleasant and unpleasant, and inform the brain of their presence through the olfactory tract. The olfactory tract then sends information about the odors to the piriform cortex and the entorhinal cortex for analysis and identification. Finally, information is sent to the orbitofrontal cortex, where it reaches our conscious mind. Whew! That's a lot of brain structures. Are you ready for a few more? The orbitofrontal cortex is intimately connected to the amygdala, a structure associated with emotion, which is why certain smells immediately evoke strong emotions. It is also closely connected to the hippocampus, a major structure involved in long-term memory, allowing certain smells to immediately call past events to mind. In fact, our sense of smell more accurately evokes emotion and memory than any other sense, even vision. That, friends, explains much about why I grow roses. Imagine how different life would be without a sense of smell. For some, this is a sad reality. The condition of having no sense of smell is called anosmia. How can this condition develop? Well, I'm glad you asked. Allergies, colds, and flu temporarily impair our sense of smell. Most of us have experienced this. However, repeated nasal and sinus infections can cause enough cumulative injury to the delicate olfactory nerve endings to result in anosmia. The repeated use of nasal spray decongestants can do the same. In fact, any condition that injures delicate nerves, such as diabetes or cancer chemotherapy, can damage the olfactory nerve endings enough to result in anosmia. Brain diseases, such as multiple sclerosis, can cause anosmia by damaging the olfactory tracts in the brain. Rarely, brain tumors in the entorhinal cortex can cause loss of sense of smell, but only in the nostril on the same side as the brain tumor. Now, a common cause of anosmia is head injury. During serious head injuries, usually with loss of consciousness, A fracture of the skull base can involve the cribriform plate literally shearing off the delicate olfactory nerve endings and disconnecting them from the brain. When this happens, it is usually irreversible. Anosmia occurs in neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease. And finally, strong chemical exposures, especially over a long period of time, can result in loss of sense of smell. Well, folks, it's late afternoon, and I'm about to head out to my garden. I plan on visiting Double Delight, Beverly, Dolly Parton, Fragrant Crowd, and Memorial Day.
The advice given in this segment is meant for basic informational purposes and is not intended as a replacement for the advice given to you by your physician. Consult with your doctor before making decisions concerning your health. This has been the Rose Garden Checkup with Dr. Barry McCaslin, exclusively on the Rose Chat Podcast.